I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.
The Burt Show.
He wants to know why he got ghosted. Everything was great. We'll try to get him some answers here in just a couple of seconds. Abby, I'm a little surprised that when I woke up this morning, because I promised I wasn't going to watch it live, but maybe today, that Love Island reunion was last night.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been like a real lack of, at least where I'm at, lack of headlines of explosiveness that I thought there would be this morning.
I'm also shocked because I was up late editing my podcast, so I didn't have time to watch it. And I was like, oh, well, surely there will be something I can talk about, watch a couple of clips. And it's just been like radio silent online.
Nothing.
So weird. Even Rebecca hasn't watched it yet. And Rebecca's the number one Love Island stan.
Well, you would think that those that did, if like crazy ass things happened, we know about it, but there's been nothing.
It must have been like kind of rah, rah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Stuart here is confused. Here we are talking about dating apps, and we're talking about confused guys and dating, and this might have been perfectly placed this morning. Hey, Stuart, you got ghosted, and you can't figure out why, and you want our help to figure it out for you.
Yeah, that's right. I would definitely like to figure out why I haven't heard from her.
Okay, what's up?
Well, I met her on a dating app, and we talked for about a week, and we were bonding over our love of live music and food trucks. And we thought we'd go out on a date. And I suggested this great place, a trendy outdoor food truck park where we could try different things, grab drinks, listen to the local band that was playing. They were super good. And I thought the conversation flowed great. She laughed a lot. We shared food. And she even suggested we grab dessert together at the end of the night. And honestly, from my perspective, there were no awkward silences. I thought we had chemistry, and I even walked her to her car, and she gave me a big hug goodbye, said she had a good time, and I fully expected to hear from her again. But just since then, she hasn't responded to any of my texts, and I can't figure out what I did wrong.
Well, I mean, out the gate, like initially listening, it sounds like you curated the date. And like as far as your likes, the fact that you bonded over live music and food trucks, so you're like, why not go to a food truck park and, you know, with live music? So it seems like you had the right setup. You can't think of anything conversation wise, anything that may have happened between you guys arriving at the food trucks to when you departed, a friendly hug. I'm not even going to dismiss the hug because I don't think a kiss is necessary on the first date. So I don't think the hug is like the telltale sign that she had a horrible time. I think some people just move a little slower when it comes to PDA or being demonstrative.
Yeah, no, I wasn't expecting any kind of kiss or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
I was very respectful and And yeah, as far as conversation goes, we had great conversations. We were chatting the whole night.
It's got to be so deflating. When you're with somebody for so many hours and you're really feeling this chemistry and then you leave it right there and you're all excited for the next date and then there's just nothingness. And I also, again, will say it's just cowardly. It's never been easier to tell somebody you don't want to hang anymore. All you got to do is send a 3-second text. So the fact that you're not even gutsy enough to do that really speaks volumes.
I totally agree. I think clarity is kindness. And I think, like you said, all it takes is one text just to let somebody know where you're at so they're not left confused. But like, I really need you to dig deep and think about this date because I feel like every time we get these people on the phone, we're like looking both ways, left, right. Okay, chemistry was good. They're respectful. They talked all night. And then we walk into the street. We get hit by an airplane. He's like, oh, I forgot that I wore my rat tail out to the date. I didn't realize she would find that to be a turnoff.
Now, I love what you just said, Abby, that clarity is kindness, right? And like ghosting, like there's no reason to do it. I'm going to play devil's advocate or defense attorney here, right? So, yeah. It's one date. What do you really owe somebody after one date? Yes, they spoke for a week, but also we just did this on the show where a woman tried to kindly turn a guy down and he responded and went off the rails and like completely obliterated her with his words.
I think it's easy to take an example like that and blow it up and say that it's the vast majority when it's not.
But maybe just trying to have her back. Mm. Maybe she has experienced that. And maybe she's had bad interactions when she's reached out to dudes and said, hey, the vibe is just not vibing. I'm not into you. If she's had bad reactions, then I don't blame her for not like telling guys that she's not interested.
Yeah, we don't know the history.
Okay. As somebody who has sent out several rejection texts over the last couple of years of just being like, hey, I don't really feel this and running it by ChatGPT to make sure that it's nice and it's well proofread. That is a huge fear on a woman's part to be like, I don't know how this guy's going to take it. Yeah. Is he going to start taking shots at me now because he feels rejected? So okay, I wouldn't blame her for being a little scared and running away.
That's fair.
I still think you should say something, though.
Stuart, hang with us for a couple of seconds here because Tommy reached out to her. You want to take it from here, Tommy?
I did. And it's amazing how two different people can see the same date differently because one of the words she used to describe the date was painful.
Ooh. Okay. Do you even want to hear the rest of it?
What? What? How?
Painful. Painful, she says.
I'm confused. Why'd she say that?
Okay. We got an email from her, and we'll read it to you, okay?
All right.
Okay. Okay.
It's like, I don't know if I'm...
Maybe not. Yeah.
You called us.
Aboard mission. And second date update is next.
The Burt Show.
Little buddy Stuart here is kind of confused, man. So he goes out on this date. He has a great time with this girl, man. They do the food truck thing. They're listening to music. He feels like they are vibing the entire time. He goes home excited. I have found Mrs. Wright. She's not returning anything. He got ghosted, right? And he hasn't been able to figure out why. Do I have that right?
You do have that right.
Okay. Stuart, you're confused. The last thing that we left you with was Tommy's really sweet tease, which was she says she's seen this, she sees this date completely different than you do. She used the word painful, my dude.
Yeah, real sweet.
Yeah, she's a sweetie. All right, so Tommy, where's the disconnect here? Now, you reach out to her, she gives you an email, is that what's up?
Yeah, I reached out to her via email, and it didn't take long for her to hit me back. I explained what we're doing, who I am, what we're doing, and we're doing second date update, and she went out with this guy, they did the food truck thing, listened to some live music, he thought it went great. Obviously, she didn't, what's up? And she hit me back, and I have the email from her. And it says, hey guys, so here's the deal. He was really nice, and the date was fine. There wasn't one major infraction that completely turned me off. It was just a bunch of little things that added up after a while.
I don't know which is worse here. It wasn't one thing. No. It was just a whole bunch of little things.
I don't know which one is the lesser of two evils there.
For starters, the whole food sharing situation, which I believe Stuart said they shared some food from the food trucks. He kept ordering everything for the table and then reaching over to grab off my plate without even asking.
What does that mean, order for the table? Just he ordered for both he and she?
I think the underlying message there is like, we're going to share this.
Oh, okay, and that's like a major offense?
Yeah, I bought us some food and I thought we were sharing.
Is that a major offense?
No, I don't think so. I actually love that because I love a little nibble. I have like food ADHD. I want to try everything.
Well, some people are particular about sharing food. Like if you're going to like share food, I actually think that's kind of intimate. Like I typically don't share food with strangers. Like if we're at a restaurant, we get an appetizer, you take it off the plate, put it on your plate. But in a food truck situation, both your hands are going into the same food. So, I mean, if you're a germaphobe, I can see how that could be off-putting.
Okay, she did say it was a lot of small things. I would consider this a small thing, not one thing you would go like, I am never seeing him again.
I mean, she said there was not one major infraction. It was just a bunch of little things that added up.
My wife, for nature, I can grab something off my plate. She might lose a finger.
just a finger?
So that's one paper cut. That hurts a little bit, but what's the next one?
Well, not done with that yet. She said, normally, that might just be annoying, but he also had a little something suspicious going on with his lip. So, yeah, not exactly appetizing. So I don't know if he had, like, a fever blister or some...
Or a herp.
Nah, man. I got a birthmark on my mouth, all right?
Awesome.
I don't like to lead with it, but, yeah, it's kind of got a reddish hue to it.
So she thought it was like some kind of herp. Okay. So she's turned off by that.
No, right. No.
Continue.
No, I've had that since I was born.
God, you have to like tell people that? Like, are you self-conscious of it? And if you haven't been, you are going to be now. Is that something you tell people? Like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, before I kiss you, that this thing's just a mole.
Am I supposed to put like a close-up of it on my profile?
Yeah, be like, this is a birthmark
right.
with an arrow.
All right, go ahead.
I mean, yeah. Well, how would that fly?
If what?
If I did that.
I actually find it amusing. I would laugh at that.
Clarity is kindness.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead, Tommy.
All right. So the next thing, then the band. Live music was fun at first. But he kept yelling "Freebird" at them. Once,
are you that guy?
Once funny, the 10th time, here's where it comes in, painful.
Stu, were you yelling "Freebird" at the band?
Are you that guy?
I knew they knew the song. I've seen this band before. I knew they had it.
Tommy,
in their pocket.
For Stewie, "Freebird."
Yeah, man.
There it is.
Freebird is what Stuart's about
you know
to be after we get off this call.
Yeah, I think like you got, are there more here, Tommy, or is that it?
No, there's more.
Oh no.
Okay.
Here's the one. And on top of all that, he wanted to be best buds with literally everyone we passed.
Well, heaven forbid he's polite and kind.
He was striking up these long personal conversations with random strangers at the food trucks. And I just felt like I was tagging along instead of actually being on a date. And the last thing she says, he's not a bad guy. He's just a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, too much.
All right, so let me say the same thing to you that I say to, and it's mostly that women that are getting ghosted, and I say the same thing to them. There is somebody somewhere out there that loves food trucks, that loves that you're the one that ordered for her, and we're eating out of the same thing. She finds it very amusing that you are screaming, "Freebird! Skinner!" or whatever, and she likes the look of herpes. She's out there. These were her icks, but that does not make you one major ick. You know what I'm trying to say?
I totally agree. And I've had to express this so many times when I'm telling my friends about like dates that I'm like, yeah, he was great. He's an awesome guy. He's just not my guy. Like all of the things that you did aren't some kind of like moral infraction. Like, you know, you wanting to share food isn't some kind of big ick that I think you need to like be aware of. But I think women are very intuitive when they go out on dates and they just kind of realize like, even though he's a lovely dude, I just don't feel like he's the person for me. And that's really hard to put into words.
Yeah, dude, blow this one off. She's just not the right one for you. Don't take it personally.
Well, I appreciate y'all translating her silence. And that makes a lot of sense. I guess I'm just going to keep doing me.
Yep.
You do
there
that,
you
man.
Go.
You do that, dude.
And then she can go out and find less because she needs less.
I hope that she finds less.
She will.
She needs less herp. That's what she needs.
She will. She definitely will.
The Burt Show.